It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Preparing us for the bad news.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. President Obama says he expects today's report on the nation's gross domestic product will show that once again our economy shrank last quarter. And if he's right, it would be the fourth straight quarterly contraction, and that has not happened since World War II. But Marketplace's Jeff Tyler says this morning's report might also show an upside.
Amidst the bad news, analysts will be looking for clues of positive change, signs that we're emerging from the recession. Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial.
The first and maybe most important thing is what happens with inventories.
When retailers finally move old merchandise off their shelves, they'll need to order more. Those new orders will lead to new jobs, a sign the economy is improving. Lowe says another good sign may come from our trade partners.
The other thing I'll be looking at is exports, because we're starting to see better GDP growth outside the U.S., particularly in China.
New orders for factory equipment from abroad could help tip the scales here in the U.S., but Lowe says consumers will have to start spending again before any recovery can take hold. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
The government's trying to help consumers do that, spend again. Example, the new Cash for Clunkers program, where you buy a new fuel-efficient car and Uncle Sam gives you $3,500, $4,500. The program just started and it might have to stop fast. Congress set aside $1 billion. So many buyers have jumped on it, the money is almost gone. The White House says it is, quote, evaluating all options to keep it going. Asian stock markets jumped again today. Corporate earnings worldwide have been coming in better than expected. European stocks are mixed. Wall Street did it again yesterday. The S&P 500 gained more than 1%. The Dow added 83 points, closed at 9,154. And depending what happens today, this could very well go down as the best July for the Dow in 20 years. Stocks have gotten a boost from the apparent stabilization of the banking system, thanks in part to taxpayers. Yesterday, New York's Attorney General Andrew Cuomo reported big banks that got bailout money awarded nearly 4,800 bonuses of at least $1 million last year. On Capitol Hill today, the House is expected to pass a bill that would ban incentive-based pay that could threaten the economy. Meanwhile, Europe's biggest bank, HSBC, reports its half-year earnings today, and analysts are expecting buckets of red ink, in large part thanks to the bank's dealings here in the United States. From London, Stephen Beard explains.
Analysts are forecasting a net loss of $600 million for HSBC in the first half. Compare that with a profit of almost $8 billion for the same period last year. The bank hit big problems in the U.S. with things like car loans and credit cards. Michael Prest of Breaking Views says that's because of a disastrous acquisition the bank made at the height of the American lending boom.
They bought an outfit called Household International, which was a very large lender to poor households and to people who were generally one way or another bad credit in the U.S. And those chickens have come home to roost with an absolute vengeance.
Since it bought Household, the bank has set aside more than $50 billion, most of it to cover bad U.S. consumer loans. But, says Prest, other parts of the HSBC empire are doing well, especially in the Far East. The bank is likely to become the first foreign bank listed in China. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SaveAndInvest.org, helping military service members and families manage their money with confidence. Online at SaveAndInvest.org.
How's this for a summer ritual? One weekend a year, every August, there's no state sales tax. Shoppers love it. Retailers love it. It's been a happy ritual in Massachusetts for the past 5 years. But this year, the Massachusetts sales tax holiday has disappeared. In fact, adding insult to the injury, the state sales tax goes up tomorrow by 25%. From WBUR in Boston, Abigail Beshkin reports.
We'll make sure it fits.
At Circle Furniture in Cambridge, owner Richard Tubman looks over his Vermont-crafted wood tables and Norway-made chairs. He says he relied on the sales tax holiday in past years to boost his balance sheets in the dog days of summer.
We would do approximately a month's worth of business in a day. We could put a full-page ad in every newspaper in the country and say 5% off, and I just don't think people would get that excited. But the sales tax holiday got people very, very excited for the last few years.
But this year, there will be no sales tax vacation. And as of tomorrow, shoppers will see sales taxes in the state jump from 5% to 6.25%. That could mean more lost sales, says John Hurst with the Retailers Association of Massachusetts, especially since neighboring New Hampshire has no sales tax.
There is no consumer more than really an hour's drive to New Hampshire. Plus, really, we also have the most tech-savvy consumer in the entire nation here in Massachusetts. And, you know, most purchases online are tax-free.
But Massachusetts is facing a $2 billion budget deficit, so community groups lobbied hard for the sales tax increase, hoping to keep state budget cuts to a minimum. Harris Grumman organized the successful lobbying effort and says he's happy to pay a bit extra in taxes.
I'm proud of the public schools my kids go to. I'm proud of the roads I drive on, the subway I use to get to work, the libraries in our town. I believe in all of that. That's what makes our life good.
Many store owners and customers say what would really make life good would be a sales tax holiday. The Massachusetts Senate just voted down a last-ditch proposal to hold a tax holiday this weekend. But John Hurst of the Retailers Association says he'll keep pushing lawmakers, reminding them they need to persuade people to spend their money and spend it in Massachusetts. In Boston, I'm Abigail Beshkin for Marketplace.
And finally, the stimulus package was supposed to target America's crumbling bridges, but it seems many of the bridges getting money are actually in pretty decent shape. An Associated Press analysis finds almost half of the bridges targeted got such high marks on inspections they wouldn't normally qualify for federal money. We're following the economy online. Visit our website, marketplace.org. Catch up on business news. Watch some videos. We hope to see you there. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Have a great Friday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.